At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Food for Thought Thoughts If It Were You. I'm your host, Neo Gentrix, and this is Season 2. It's been a while. I'm sorry that I haven't been back like I promised I would. But like I mentioned before, it is February, and it is Black History Month. Now, there's only about 9 days left in the month, including today, making it about 10. But it depends on how you look at it. Valentine's Day wasn't as great as everyone would have hoped it to be. And, you know, with that, a lot of stuff happened to and fro, you know. And as of recently, last time I heard, San Antonio was, in fact, confirmed to have some cases of the coronavirus. Now, this isn't as important as what I was going to cover today, but I figured I'd go ahead and bring it up. Now, with that being said, it is Black History Month, and I do plan to cover some black facts this month before I, you know, finish out the month and, you know, like I promised, cover the other topics that I have. But something that I wanted to go ahead and cover, because I wanted to make sure that other people understood it, is what is empathy, what is sympathy, and, you know, how they differ. Typically, we don't really consider these two things to be separate. A lot of people consider them to be the same thing or be related to each other in some way or form. And they're not wrong. In a way, they are related. Now, I'm going to take a short break here. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk real briefly about empathy. And then we'll come back and after that and talk about sympathy and then how they're different. So, let's get started, shall we?
Mile hai tum humko bade naseebon se churaya hai maine kismat ki lakeeron se mile hai tum humko bade naseebon se churaya hai maine kismat ki lakeeron se.
So, we're back. Let's go ahead and discuss empathy, shall we? First things first. The dictionary definition, right? It's the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, or another person in general. Now, I can't say I understand how this feels, or, you know, the general emotion of it, because medically I'm inept, so I've been tested for it, but apparently I am incapable of feeling empathy. But for those who know what it is, I can give a brief overview of what it is, and, you know, you can come to your own conclusion. Now, empathy essentially is the capacity to understand or, you know, feel what other people is experiencing from, you know, within their frame of reference or their understanding in some regard. You know, it's the capacity to place oneself in another person's position, essentially. You know, it's basically encompasses a broad range of emotional states all at once, okay? Why is this even important? Well, while empathy may fail, you know, sometimes, most people are able to empathize with others in various situations, and, you know, they have the ability to see things the other person's perspective or viewpoint, and then, you know, in a way, sympathize with another's emotions, which plays an important role in our social lives. In other words, the contribution of empathy to judgment and, you know, moral judgment is of that standard. Now, with that being said, here's the theory behind it, okay? These are just brief conclusions over it. I mean, if y'all want me to go more in depth on what empathy is, I can. But the simulation theory of empathy is essentially that it's a theory that holds that humans can anticipate and make sense of the behavior of others by activating mental processes that, in a way, carried into action, you know, would produce similar behaviors. This includes intentional behavior as well as an expression of certain emotions. With that, there are certain characteristics. The top 10 traits of empathy that exist, I won't go into that, because if I do, then this whole episode will be on empathy. But, you know, the trademark of an empath is that they feel, they absorb the other person's emotions or physical symptoms because of their high sensitivity. Some people are really sensitive to this. And they filter the world through the intuition that they have, and that they have gained from that. But then they often have a difficult time intellectualizing how they actually feel. The last half is the expression. Like, in every intimate relationship, empathy is a key in relationship success. Showing your significant other, usually that you have with you, that you have the ability to understand how they feel, experience whether or not, you know, it what it means to be hurt, in pain, longing, frustration, you know, and make them feel heard. That's the greatest gift you can give someone. At least that's what I've been told. So, with that being said, we'll take a short break here. And I'm going to cover sympathy next. Now, this segment's going to be fairly short for the simple fact that, you know, like I mentioned before, sympathy is a relation off of empathy. Now, I can go on a tangent here and cover what sympathy is, you know, in greater detail, and, you know, it would be its own episode on its own. But for the sake of this discussion, let's just look at sympathy on its own. A little bit, and then I'll go into in another episode what the main drawback from these two things is. Now, sympathy by definition means the feelings of pity, sorrow for someone else's misfortune, or an understanding between people, or some type of common feeling. Now, with that being said, sympathy is typically the perception, understanding, reaction to the distress or need of another life form, typically animal or human. And, you know, this sympathetic concern is driven by a switch in viewpoint from a person's perspective to the perspective of another person, individual, or group member. And, you know, this stems from a lot of things, from biblical things to basic everyday life, you know. And while sympathy doesn't have any major level meanings or anything of that nature, you know, a lot of people don't seem to understand the difference between the two. So, with that being said, I'm going to end this segment fairly early. And then we're going to go ahead and talk about how these two are completely different. So, picking up where I left off. So, if empathizing is the ability to understand and sympathizing is the ability to feel, then how would you describe them completely different? So, first off, how are empathy and sympathy the same? Well, in terms of sympathy and empathy, they're often confused, and with good reason. I mean, both of the words deal with relationship a person has to the feeling and experiences of another person, so that makes them the same. So then, let's explore the main differences between these terms and how they're commonly used. Sympathy and empathy have roots in the Greek term pathos, meaning suffering and feeling. So, like I mentioned before, what is sympathy? Sympathy is the older of the two terms. It entered English in the mid-1500s, I do believe, with a very broad meaning of agreement or harmony, you know, in qualities between things or people. You know, since then, the term has, you know, come to be used in more specific ways. Nowadays, sympathy is largely used to convey commiseration, pity, a feeling of sorrow for someone else who experienced misfortune or someone died. I mean, you feel bad for them, but you don't know what it is like to be in their shoes. So, I mean, that's essentially sympathy. I mean, consider the following. Pity may represent a little more than the interpersonal concern, which prompts the mailing of a check, but true sympathy is the personal concern which demands the giving of one's soul. Quote is from Martin Luther King Jr. This is essentially sympathy. Well, if that's sympathy, what is empathy? Empathy entered into the English century, you know, after sympathy in the late 1800s, with somewhat of a technical, now, you know, obsolete meaning from the field of psychology. Psychologists began using empathy as a translation for the German term Erfühlung, Einfühlung, well, however that's pronounced. Anyway, the concept that a person could project their own feelings onto a viewed target or objective. Unlike sympathy, empathy has come to be used in a broader way than, you know, it was when it was first introduced. The term is now mostly often used to refer to the capacity or ability to imagine oneself in the situation of another, experiencing the emotions, ideas, opinions of that person. As you get older, you know, you have more respect and empathy for your parents. Now I have a great relationship with both of them. Now, that's a quote from Hugh Jackman, but it gives a pretty good idea. But essentially, to sum up everything that I've covered so far, the main difference between the most commonly and used meanings of these two terms is this. Sympathy is feeling compassion, sorrow, or pity for the hardships that another person encounters, whereas empathy is putting yourself in the shoes of another, which is why actors often talk about it. So keep this in mind. Now, while this wasn't a typical podcast like the ones that I, you know, usually do, I just wanted to go ahead and get this out of the way. Now, there is some other topics I'd love to cover, and I'm going to get to those as soon as I can. But with this out of the way, I can now focus on those topics, and if the request comes in, I'll do an episode that mainly focuses on just sympathy as a whole. It's been fun, guys. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is your host, Neo Gentrix.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.